previous lecture. Now, we had a study of the composition of elements in the estuaries, and we said that that followed the mixing behaviour. If it followed the behaviour of salinity, then it was conservative behaviour, and the only two examples I gave you were strictly non-conservative behaviour. We had the silicate being removed by the organisms that use silicon in their structure. We had dissolved inorganic phosphorus being removed, and as we already know, plants use phosphorus, and it's a limiting element for plants. So you can see it would be the plant biomass that would be using that. In the oceans, it's the same sort of deal. If we're studying the elemental composition and it traces simple physical mixing, we call it conservative behaviour. If we have nutrient-like behaviour, then an element is depleted as we descend from the surface down. So nitrate, dissolved organic phosphorus, and silicic acid, these are all nutrient-like behaviour. And then scavenged behaviour is where metals typically will have a short lifetime, and their surface input will mean that there's an elevated composition at the surface, which is then scavenged onto particles. And you remember we had a high particle concentration at the surface of the ocean, and then it was low but pretty much constant for the rest of the depth of the ocean. So these guys, then you'll find that there's a rapid removal at the surface, and then it's pretty much constant with depth. In case of the nutrient-like behaviour, you get a very depleted value at the surface because most of our biology is sitting at the surface of the ocean. Then the biology dies, drops into the water column, and the values increase with depth. So here's some pictures. First of all, looking at molybdenum, can you see that in your slides? It's basically a straight line going from 100 nanomoles per litre all the way down. So you can just put a straight line going all the way down. It's all black? Yeah. We'll just draw a straight line down the page. That's what nutrient-like looks like. Now, these are out of Brimblecone. Over here, here's tungsten. Ideal sort of thing. Absolute straight line if you tried a line of best fit through that. Running at 0.05 nanomoles per litre from the surface to the ocean floor. So this is talking about it's uniformly mixed through the water column. It doesn't matter what part, whether you're in the surface layer, the mixed layer, thermocline, or the deep layer. It's all the same. In contrast, for the nutrient-like behaviour, you have got massively depleted values at the surface. Now remember, the surface is where the inputs are, from the atmosphere, from the rivers. And what's happening here is that the organisms that are present in the surface then, okay, and in the upper mixed layer, these guys are using up all the nitrate. They're using up all the dissolved inorganic phosphorus. Then after that, the material below is simply dead pieces of biology, releasing those elements back into the water column. And so the further down you go, okay, you head back to a more well-mixed situation. There's no biology that's live. The elements have been long released from the pieces of biology. So it's again, it's like curved conservative behaviour as you go down from that point through. So that's nutrient-like. And then scavenged. Scavenged says that right at the surface will be your input of the metal. So on these particles that you've got floating around at the surface of the ocean, you have high metal concentrations on those particles. They remove all of those metals quite effectively, and so all you're looking at after that is low concentrations through the water column. So this reflects the composition of particles in the water column. And then at the bottom, there's a little bit of scatter as an increase because you're simply losing some of these things from the seabed. So this is simply a bit of exchange between the seabed sediments and the ocean floor waters. Okay, so that's scavenged behaviour. Key is it's removed onto particles, so you've got a high value at the surface, and then it drops back to pretty much even composition for most of the depth of the ocean. Now these are standard final exam questions covered well in Brimblecone. You can see why I'm asking you to read all of Brimblecone. Such a lot of useful, interesting stuff.